Here on the Jukebox of Americana, the title track to Kevin Connolly's latest work, Ice Fishing. He's in performance tonight with Sarah Levesque at the Amazing Things Arts Center, 160 Hollis Street in Framingham. We ask him about the title track that we just came out of.
Well, yeah, that one you just played is called Ice Fishing. That's the title of the record. Interesting kind of spooky, kind of dark song. But it's, semi-autobiographical in some ways and other ways not. I've had a fascination with ice fishing that intensified, not this winter, but last winter.
Sure.
And, some of the imagery is very compelling to me. I think, you don't have to point out, the symbolism in your songs. If you do, you're probably an idiot. But, there's being on ice, there's tension there, and it's also not for the faint of heart. And, for us New Englanders, it definitely, everyone's driven by a lake, up in New Hampshire, Vermont, and seeing people out there with their trucks and sure. Sitting, in little shacks with smoke coming out, waiting for fish to, have the flag go up and say, what's going on in there? So that and the whole record has, I'm constantly trying to challenge myself because I think like a lot of songwriters, I want to evolve, I want to change. And I think in some ways that's a nice way of saying, sometimes you get bored with yourself and the same patterns and cycles that you get into. So this record was definitely an attempt to do that. I did it with my brother who's on the West Coast. We did it as brothers should, while not in the same room, 3,000 miles away, worked perfect for us, thanks to Dropbox and exchanging files. So the idea was to write really spare songs with a very old K Speed Demon guitar that's worth about $17 on my end. Write the lay down the guitar track, the vocal track, and then send it to him. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. Mostly an upright bass player, but also plays banjo, piano, percussion, even a little saw on the record. Sure. So we did a collaboration from 3,000 miles away, and we made a brother record. In the middle of it, we realized we actually did a brother record. So he was just out here for a handful of dates, including last week or the week before at Passim, sold out show and sponsored by another radio station. And we had a blast, and tonight I'm with my old buddy Chris Rival, who's an incredible guitar player and producer himself, and really looking forward to playing it at Amazing Things. Sure. And seeing you and celebrating your birthday tonight.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Amazing Things Art Center presenting Kevin Connolly and Sarah Levesque tonight in concert, and you're celebrating the release of Ice Fishing, Kevin Connolly. And you do have a track on here titled My Brother and Me.
Yeah, my brother, I...
How revealing is this one?
It's completely true. It was a joke. It was, first of all, I went to see a guy named Bruce Robeson play it in Cambridge a while ago, and he's got a great brother song, and I was in the middle of making this record, and then I went out and saw the Alvin Brothers, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of doing a brother record with my brother, and I don't have a brother song, so I sat down and wrote it in 10 minutes, and it was really easy. It's a stupid brother song. It's funny and it's very ironic and it's true. And when I sent it to him, he's getting these tracks, right? So he's downloading them and then listening to them.
Right.
And he sent me a text saying, like you're so full of it, so full of fill in the blank. And he sings backgrounds on it. And it's fun. It's a really fun thing to do, especially as counterbalanced songs like Ice Fishing and some of the other, deep waters that I'm trying to get into, deep, cold waters.
Sure. Kevin Connolly, I know we're talking with you about your release and your show tonight, but let's ham up your brother a little bit. Tell us who he is.
Oh, man. My brother in high school, he was the guy. He was the musician in the family. I was the closet musician. I was the jock and the football player. and he was a two-time All-State upright bass player. He studied with Larry Wolf, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, went to the New England Conservatory, and then, like a lot of them, joined a punk band and moved to San Francisco. Okay. So for the last 30 years, he's been based out of Santa Barbara. He has been the onstage live composer for a theater group called Lit Moon Theater. He's had a Philharmonic orchestra that's described as like the band that would be playing on the Titanic as it went down. He is very creative. He's very sort of like borderline avant-garde. So when we did this project, he sent everything, and he said, you know, no pride of authorship. If you like it, keep it. If you don't use it. And I would say that we used about 65% of his stuff, and the other 35% was really cool, but it might have been stretching the song a little bit too much. So we just sort of, he is full of ideas. And he's really, for me as a brother, I mean, he is, all brothers have moments, but we really have a light-hearted, playful, sarcastic kind of relationship, and have always had that, and we're very different but complementary. And I play very well with Chris. Chris is very intuitive, and a lot of other players that I play with, but my brother actually knows what I'm thinking before I do it. So sure. That was part of the experiment in doing a record without being in the same room. We were able to make that connection, and it's, you know, for anyone who's got a brother or a sibling that they're lucky enough to do anything creative with, you know, I'm very lucky.
And there's lines on here, and he got a lot of things that should have been mine. Good looks being one of them.
Yeah, he's, well, probably more hair than anything at this point. I mean, I might have been extra humble in the liner notes there, but he still has a full head of hair. So the other night at passed him, I said, I introduced the band, my brother, and you could probably tell who's had an easier time of things, and then left that up to people to decide on their own what that meant. But he's a very he's still my big brother. He's still a guy that I look up to and think he's cool, and when we hang out, it's fun, and you know, we're equals. Right. But musically, I think instrumentally, that's a really powerful part of his vocabulary. And then just recently he started writing songs too. So he's put together two CDs of his own songs that are, we have decided that the best way to describe his songwriting is outsider, sort of like outsider art. He's like an outsider songwriter. He's not a classic kind of singer-songwriter by any means, and that's not what he's trying to do. So he branches out in every direction. I would encourage people to check out his stuff. His name is James Connolly, or you can find him under Jim Connolly Music just about anywhere.
Sure. Kevin Connolly with us here on the phone again, performing tonight at the Amazing Things Arts Center, 160 Hollis Street. It's a 8 o'clock show. I believe you're opening the night with Sarah Levesque.
Yeah, it's a split bill. I haven't seen Sarah before, but I check some of her stuff out on YouTube, and I see her playing around. Uh-huh. And I think it's a really good combo bill. I think because she's bringing drums that I'll go first, so I think I'll go on at 8, and she'll go on at 9, and I think it'll be a great night of music.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful night. She's definitely high on my list, and looking forward to hearing both of you tonight. Hey, your opening track on this, on Ice Fishing, you actually make reference, if I'm hearing the lyric correctly, I didn't read the lyric, but you reference Michael Dagnallo?
Yeah, Michael Dagnallo, yeah.
I bring this up because Michael just moved to Shrewsbury.
I just spoke with him on the phone yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know if he told you, but we're recording him, trying to get him to come into WCUW.
Oh yeah, no. Mike's an old partner in crime, and he and I talk quite often and play music when we can together. So yeah, originally that line was, but he's a guy with the guitar and the black leather shoes who's got a gig in the city, man, playing the blues with his ice cream shades and his cultivated mellow. If I didn't know better, originally it was Elvis Costello. I'd say Elvis Costello, but then I was like, No, that's Mikey Dinello. that's a bow to him because he's also an amazing amazing guitar player and great contributor from time to time with my stuff and a good friend.
Sure, sure. That's great. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you tonight at the Amazing Things Arts Center, again, along with Sarah Levesque. And you truly have a wonderful album here, and it does work. It's amazing how you tell us that it's done collaboratively, 3,000 miles apart, obviously two kindred souls working on it. But, man, it does work throughout.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love hearing anybody else's opinion on my stuff because I've kind of lost track of what I think of it. But if anyone's interested, they can go to my website. It's kevinconnolly.com. Connolly spelled C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y, the proper Irish spelling of that name, kevinconnolly.com. You can actually download a lot of what's on, what's in my catalog for free. Mm-hmm. And if you want CDs, obviously, you can do that as well. But I make a lot of stuff free up there because at this point, I just want to get my music out there. So plenty of stuff to pick through.
Excellent. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. We have actually another track queued up here. There is a Light. Can you set this up for us as we go out of this?
Yeah, this is a song called There's a Light. It's written in first person, but it's not me. It was written for a couple of friends who were going through interesting times. One was sick and one was having mental issues. And there's some imagery in there that I think is that we could all relate to in terms of what having a light on you means. Sometimes it's like inspiration, and sometimes it's probably like, you know, you're breaking out of prison. So that's the intro.
All right. Kevin Connolly again with us here performing tonight at the Amazing Things Arts Center from his new CD, Ice Fishing, a composition titled There's a Light. ¶¶